You're listening to the best of the New Day. Feel the power on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Live from a Zoom call emanating from Atlanta, Georgia, Lando Lakes, Florida, and Cybertron, it's the New Day. Feel the power. Take it away, guys.
Kofi, you stay traveling, huh?
No. Cybertron.
What's your beef?
I was trying to help him out. He was big on the Transformers thing.
I was asking Kofi what his beef
was. Thank you.
Was.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Because I know what he's doing. You know, I know where he's going with it. Okay. Cybertron is obviously, you know, the Transformers, you know, they stay. You know what I'm saying? It's their hometown. And I feel like you're setting us up for something here, Dan. But let's move on with the show, you know?
I just thought you would enjoy it. I was just trying to brighten your day.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You try to brighten my day, Dan.
Now let's stop, you know, pee-footing around. I was going to say the word as I realized I probably shouldn't say that word.
No.
let's stop pee-footing and get to, before we get into this, the rest of this bracket, we had a bit of a maelstrom, a firestorm online regarding Transformers. So we want to know, we put up a poll. I should say Dan Reichert put up a poll and he pitted Transformers against a trampoline. And we are here to find out the results. So Dan, please take it away.
And there are stakes here because you see Transformers toys were not on the bracket to begin with. So if Transformers wins this poll, which you guys do not know the results, Transformers will replace a trampoline here in this tournament. And yes, E, I do have the numbers right here in front of me.
Yeah. And can I say too, beforehand, please, last I checked, it was a dead heat.
It was
50% apiece.
The whole time.
And do you understand? So you just described exactly what was at stake to us and to the listeners here. However, correct, on the polls, you didn't have any description. You were just asking a random question.
He got character limits and stuff. You know?
So when people are voting,
use like 20 characters.
You know what I'm saying? And God forbid you add you just have another message underneath, and people will read on and understand what's at stake.
Brevity is the soul of wit, you know.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that you're casting a vote and you're putting something at stake, but nobody who's voting really knows what's at stake.
Oh, Kofi,
you don't see a problem. That's not pure.
Exactly.
No.
Pure. What are we determining? What are we determining in this tournament?
Yes, the greatest toy of all time. But that question was the answer to that. The vote was to determine whether Transformers would come in and replace trampoline in the tournament, which I feel is a very important piece of information.
It's so much explanation. You know, it's Twitter. People just scroll right by.
They should have this information. I mean,
it's very wordy. Not everyone's heard every word of the podcast, so you really got to condense it down to like, hey, A or B.
No, that's even more reason for you to describe exactly what they're voting for, because not everybody has listened to the podcast.
Well, I like the way he phrased it. He said, help me settle something for hashtag New Day Pod. What's the better toy?
Thank you.
You like that?
I think it's nice and pure.
That's the basis of our question.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Determining the greatest toy.
But you're essentially, you pitted, so it was almost as if you put trampolines and Transformers against each other on the bracket and you're
sure, yeah.
But
yeah,
that's not what the vote was.
Exactly
that's
what's happening.
No, we're not. That's not what it was.
The one that wins, shouldn't that one be more on the bracket?
A lot of people were complaining that Transformers was not on the tournament. So when they make this vote, they have the ability to get what they want. So you have to tell them like what they're actually voting for and what is at stake.
But you're saying, Kofi, I feel like what you're saying is making sure that they're checking the entire bracket into account rather than just what we're talking about. Cause we're talking about, should Transformers replace trampolines? So it's Transformers versus trampolines.
Exactly.
So if you take the bracket and add a little piece, we got Transformers over here, and we got trampoline here. Whichever wins goes into that first slot, and by default would win the first round and go to the second. Would it not?
But you haven't explained that. But
nobody's playing game.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Because the only part that's separate. What do you mean?
The only part that we're talking about in this respect is trampolines and Transformers. We're not looking at anything else. That is the pure back and forth. We figure out which is the winner of that, and then they go into the rest of the tournament.
Before you get upset, do you want to hear the numbers?
Yeah,
I'd like
to hear the numbers. I'd like to hear the numbers, Dan.
All right.
Numbers.
Here we go. I'm going to read the numbers. Out of 8,570 votes from the tweet that I posted on twitter.com, the winner by a margin of 51 to 49% is Transformers figures.
Oh yeah. Okay. There we go.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But you also had the Instagram boat, which you're going to put in now, right?
Right. Yeah. So actually, okay. There is an asterisk here.
See what he's trying to do?
So WWE content director James Wortman, we got into a little argument after this because they were like, he was like, oh, we got to get social engagement. We got to get those IG numbers up. And so we got to get a post up there too. And so I was like, I don't know. I don't know if the guys are going to like that. I think just one vote. And James was like, no, you put that. We are putting this on Instagram.
Don't you put the blame on James. He's a terrifying man. He's friends with Sean Cohen. He would not lie.
He is a good
Sean. Sean was on James's side.
Don't try to put your doo-doo Dan stench on James's name.
James was adamant. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm with you guys. But James was adamant that we have to put this on Instagram and the votes there have to count. So added in the results of that vote. Turns out WWE's Instagram has more reach than me, is 59,947 votes for trampoline and 45,862 for Transformers, meaning trampoline will stay on the bracket.
I have a question.
Yes.
When we agreed to do this, we didn't say a damn thing about WWE tweeting anything about it. We didn't say anything about Instagram. We said a Twitter poll.
That's what we agreed to, whether
it was you and James or you and somebody else going and doing this has literally no bearing on what we talked about on the podcast officially. So I say throw that garbage out of here because we did not come to terms on that before. You did it without our blessing.
I'm with you, but my hands are tied here.
That doesn't have anything to do with anything.
I report this podcast. We just don't do it.
Police custody. Your hands are not tied, sir.
I report to folks here at this company, and they didn't agree on an Instagram vote. What's that?
We didn't agree on an Instagram vote.
I didn't either. Look, hey, I'm on your guys' side.
James Wortman does not run the podcast.
He's been here a lot longer than I have.
That's true.
Your explanation.
But he runs the Instagram account.
We got to get numbers up. I don't care about nobody's Instagram numbers.
You guys have James's contact info. You can take it up with him. All I can do is report on the bracket proceedings, and Transformers will not see the light of day here.
Throw this whole damn thing out.
You meant to say, can we cut that in? Can you cut in the words James Wortman? He said it earlier. We can just put that in there. James Wortman.
His word is great. He's a pure human being, a good guy. You
make it sound like he says Dan Reichert's great and James Wortman he's mad at. Can you do that, Sean? Thank you. He says yes in Slack.
That's terrible. Great. That does nothing. That does not. That you've made the tournament worse. I hope that you with Jax and marbles and tire and a stick and now trampoline and we had the power to do actually do the right thing. We talk about all the time. Sometimes we can't make any changes. We had the power to make a change. We gave it to the people. They voted 51-49, and still you're putting trampolines in, effectively making the tournament worse. Congratulations. What are we trying to do here? Are we trying to figure out the best toy of all time or not? They did. 51-49.
The people on Instagram are spoken to a void because no one is listening because we don't care about the Instagram vote. You can talk all you want in the void. 59,000 people. I don't care.
We were going to put it to the people. The people spoke loud and clear. The people have spoken.
Whatever. This is the process.
Are you saying you don't care about the people, Kofi?
No, I'm saying that you went outside the rules and the parameters of what we agreed upon. You can't just do whatever you want. Oh, you're going to put a vote on TikTok. You're going to put a vote on Giphy. You're going to put a vote on whatever. What I'm saying?
I'm glad James Wortman didn't tell me I had to.
James would have said
I had to do TikTok. I would have had to do TikTok.
Text from .com James right here. Hold on. He said he voted for Transformers.
Yeah.
So and he's got so much power and so much weight.
But that's one vote out of, we're talking like 100,000 votes here.
And also, I'm going to say, I don't like how you use our image without our permission on this.
Yeah.
They own it. So,
Dan does, not Dan.
I don't have the login for WWE's Instagram. That's all James.
You've soiled the tournament.
Come on, guys. It's not a perfect system. This is a reflection of America. Hear me out. We've established a framework. There are founding fathers who established a framework. And the beauty of our system is that you can provide amendments. And we did our best to provide an amendment. We think that's very important. And we tried. We did our best. And, it's an ever-evolving system. And we were always moving towards justice. And we should be, at least. And this has, in many ways, people will say this was a miscarriage of justice. But that's America. And that's life. And I think we've all learned from this. And I think we'll grow from it. And I think we'll move on. But more importantly, we're not going to throw out this bracket, Kofi. We're not going to throw out America. What you're trying to do is you're trying to throw America in the trash can. You can't do that, Kofi.
You have
to throw out the systems that we have built.
We have the power to make a change. We didn't build it. You have the power to make a change. The vote, what we agreed on, what we agreed upon was a Twitter vote, as Woods so eloquently stated, a Twitter vote, and then we just throw in an Instagram vote without even consulting us.
Does that count?
It's a, whose podcast is this?
The House of Representatives.
Do we have no words? Do our voices not matter? Are our voices not heard?
So only the votes that are beneficial to you count? The votes that go against what you want don't count? ID doesn't count?
The official votes, yes. The official votes. The official votes on Twitter, right?
We agreed on Twitter.
We agreed on Twitter.
There are other branches. 49. There are other houses. You know, it's checks and balances. And, there's a lot.
This is the New Day podcast. I don't want a check or balance. I want all control and power.
I want it too.
That's why our name is on it.
Same.
But this is a democracy, and it's a flawed democracy.
Oh my God.
It's not. Dan did this on his own.
He did this on purpose.
I was told to do this.
Look at his chops.
It's fine. We understand. We're cogs in the wheel on our own podcast. Let's get started.
Unlike Transformers, we will move on. Okay, so let's go ahead here.
Wow.
I've got the bracket in front of me, and we will proceed with Tonka trucks versus, a trampoline.
Tonka trucks.
Well, got to go with Tonka trucks here.
Whoops. Looks like we're moving on. Ramp trampolines out.
Congratulations.
I don't even mess with Tonka trucks.
You know? You see what you did?
I love trampolines.
You see what you did? Now Tonka trucks is in a position where it has no business.
Tonka trucks win this.
You know what?
Is this a Sweet 16 now? They're in the Sweet 16? Tonka trucks?
Yeah.
Come on, you see what's happening now? You see what you did?
Wait, hold on. You guys can't just agree to vote Tonka trucks the rest of the
week. Oh, we can't? Why not? Dan just agreed to make whatever bracket he wanted to.
That's America. This is America.
Dan just agreed. There's checks and balances, E.
There's checks and balances.
Come on, man. You guys can't. At least don't just vote Tonka trucks all the way through.
I'm gonna vote it against trampoline.
Yeah. That's fine, but like not all the way through.
Well, it depends on what it's up against.
Who's to say?
I see what it's up against, and I'll know where you're voting in good faith or bad faith next time.
Oh, man.
Well, E, do you have any thoughts on Tonka trucks?
I don't mind it because I called into question whether trampoline is even a toy. And I was talking to Andreas and Andreas Hale and Jonathan Davenport about this because they were a bit incensed about Transformers not being in. And they both argued that much like sprinklers, it is not a toy. So I'm okay with it, even though I would have more fun on a trampoline. I'm starting to call into question whether trampoline should even be in the bracket. So fine.
All right. Well, trampoline, it was all much ado about nothing there as trampoline is now dead and gone down there in the pit with Transformers. We will move on.
How dare you?
Maybe Optimus is bouncing on a trampoline having the time of his life.
How dare you?
All right.
He doesn't need a trampoline.
Does he have jet boots or something? Is that his deal?
Let's move on, man.
All right. Next up, Lego versus He-Man figures.
Ooh, now this is a matchup.
This is not a matchup.
It's not.
Are you okay? I'll make my pitch. I'll make my case. Here's the thing. So Legos, I get it. I do. I love the way you get a really good feeling like building something and constructing something. And again, I know this doesn't really come into play, but again, watching my kids play with Legos is one of the few times that they are able to just like sit down and focus, and it will take up hours of time of them just building and the feeling they get when they see the Lego, the final construction. It's amazing. On top of that, the different collaborations that you have with Legos, tons of different movies and cartoons and a lot of different affiliations when it comes to Legos and collabs and whatnot. But the thing with Legos for me is like once you build it, I didn't really have much fun playing with the Legos. Hold on a second now. Hold on a goddamn minute. I said cot damn minute.
Go ahead.
Now the other thing with Legos is that like if you lose a piece, then it's very hard to like build the entire structure. So you have to be like responsible. I found like, you know, maybe it was me and maybe I wasn't really as responsible with my toys as I should have been, but mm-hmm. I would lose Lego pieces. Mm-hmm. After I built it once, I didn't really play with it again because like I said, I didn't really play with the actual Legos. I didn't break it down and build it back up again. That wasn't me. That's not what I did, you know? So to me, I mean, Legos are cool. It's awesome. Like, you know, they even have like a whole Lego show where people build incredible structures. It's amazing to look at, but to play with, I didn't really get as much out of Legos as I did out of He-Man and Masters of the Universe. And again, I don't know. To me, I was a much bigger He-Man fan than I was a Lego fan. So I know this is all in vain. I already know which way you guys are going to go, but, I'm voting for He-Man for sure. Because like I said, man, once you build the Lego, like, I mean, it's really it, you know?
Wrong. To be fair, real quick, I think, you know, when you go to vote at an election, you can't wear politically affiliated clothing. So I do think that since you are wearing a Masters of the Universe t-shirt, I do think your vote probably wouldn't count either.
Excuse me, sir.
That's a rule. That's a rule. And I think that applies here too.
That's fair.
You know, we're just making stuff up. Okay. Go ahead.
You know, the Charlie Murphy, when they're doing the story from the Chappelle Show with Rick James, where he goes, you would think that Rick James would learn his lesson. I think after he slapped him or something, he goes, wrong, yep, wrong,
wrong.
That's what I'm thinking of right now. Wrong. I want to use that gif against you. Wrong. Man, you could build, first of all, I'm not going to slap you, but I'm just saying you're wrong. And I was using the Charlie Murphy example. It's actually called Lego. It's not Legos, if we're talking about the brand. So I want to start correcting that. Man, you could build helicopters and cars. You can build all kinds of, you are building toys that you could then play with. Kofi, there was actually a very good documentary. I believe it's on Netflix. It's called Beyond the Brick, a Lego Brickumentary. And it was very, very good. It taught me about the origins of Lego, the company, and how they had to adapt over the years because they've been around for quite some time. And the fact that, you know, you talk about why couldn't, you know what the problem is with like jacks and marbles and a tire and a stick is they didn't evolve. Lego started in many ways in a rudimentary way, you know, but they learned to evolve. Don't chime in, Dan. I know you're about to chime in, but you pipe down for a second right now as I talk to you about Lego, because Lego is incredible. And I feel like you could talk about Star Wars Lego alone and put it in the bracket alone. But you're talking about the totality of all that Lego has to offer, and it is incredible. This is a clear number one seed in its region. It might be a number one overall seed. Lego is incredible. It's not even close. When you said this is not difficult, no. I'll let Woods go because I could keep going, but this is not difficult. Well,
I'm looking right now at the Lego website, and I'm looking at the He-Man Siege on Grayskull. So, like,
ooh.
Lego has He-Man wrapped in it, so it automatically beats...
No.
He-Man, because, I feel like there's, you can play. I'm looking at this. You can play with this. Like, I get that you built it and you wouldn't play with stuff, but I feel like most kids would build stuff and then play with it because that was kind of the point. And the fact that there's so many things that you can build. So you can have the set that's like, okay, this Siege on Grayskull. So it's a specific thing, a la, like we talked about Mighty Max and Polly Pocket. You have your small little world that you get to put together yourself, or you just have that tub of like 600 Legos and you just build things that you want to build. As where with He-Man, like you have the action figure, they move a couple ways like this, and then you can make up whatever stories in your head and play with them. But like with Legos, you get to do that while constructing your world as well. So it's not even close to me.
Well, but that's the thing is that like, so a He-Man action figure is obviously different than a Lego He-Man action figure. And to this point too, I feel like, you know, with me, like I play with my toys, like Legos, if you play with them too hard, then they're breaking or the hats are falling off, or then you got to put them back together. It's a lot of building to me and not, I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely in the minority here as far as like playing with Legos, but I got annoyed playing with Legos because they're just not, it's not like a solid toy.
Are you, are you building things and then throwing them against the wall? Is that the issue? Because you're not supposed to do that part.
You're taking He-Man and Skeletor, you're not like peacefully playing with them. You're just actually having
mashing them together.
You're having like fights and stuff with them. Yeah. Kids do that. Like they don't peacefully play with He-Man and Skeletor. Like they're like having actual like fights and stuff. The sword's falling out of their hand. Like, I don't know, man. I'm just saying like Legos are they're delicate. You know what I'm saying? You have to play with them. Like you almost have to like hold back versus a He-Man action figure, you can like, you know, you can get in there. Like my kids actually, so Seamus of all people has a Connect at Mattel, and this dude just sent me a ton of He-Man stuff to give to my kids. So I don't know if I said this on the last podcast or not, but I just gave them the Castle Grayskull.
Yeah.
And I actually filmed it. And seeing them like look and open the box, Castle Grayskull, and the excitement level on their faces, I was like, man, like the toy still holds up. And again, they've not seen a single episode, you know? So my affiliation with He-Man was like, I used to love the cartoon and I used to love to be able to play with the toys, you know? And then when they had like the battle damage on the chest too, like that was kind of a like, I don't know, ahead of its time. You'd hit him in the chest, it'd be battle damage. You hit it again, then there'd be more battle damage. It's like, oh no, he's got to fight, you know, but he's hurt. You know what I mean? So like Legos doesn't have that, like that range. You know what I mean? It's just a toy.
You actually doesn't have like, that range because Lego is still a thing and He-Man is far gone. Like if you made a He-Man figure now, like, yeah, but Lego has been strong all this time. And I'm not saying that that makes it more fun, but I guess I kind of technically am, because once you were done with this cool, like, okay, battle damage, dope. What's the next thing they did? They made these toys now. Like, what do they have now? But like Lego was like, okay, we have this thing. Okay. People are done with this. Okay. Now we're making Legos like this. And now we're making Legos like this. There's this evolution. Sure. Whereas where He-Man didn't necessarily evolve. It went away for a long time. And then it came back.
So I don't know if I would classify it as an evolution per se, but as Lego has the advantage here, because you can literally do like Legos with anything, right? You can make a Lego of a movie, Lego with a, so I understand that, but I'm just saying like for me growing up, like Legos were just, they just weren't my thing. You know what I mean? Like I enjoyed them and it was cool, but I know I got a lot more enjoyment out of seeing Castle Grayskull and like, you know what I mean? Like, and opening the doors and coming in and having that like, interaction with all the different characters and all that. I don't know. I just feel like Lego, I mean, He-Man, like the toy isn't like physically a better toy than an actual Lego or Lego set.
It's a shame you're wrong here. Yeah. You actually said, your opinion. You said the shamest thing on an IG Live that you two were on a couple days ago, because I jumped in real quick and I was lurking for a little bit and then I was out. But yes, it's a shame He-Man has to go, but I hear
shame,
you.
Shame.
I hear you. Which means I just dismissed whatever you just said.
Nah, that he doesn't
fine.
Really hear.
It's fine. It's fine. You know?
Lego advances.
Yes, it does.
Over He-Man. Next up, Simon versus Mousetrap.
Cake.
Yeah, I think this is cake. I had a Mousetrap and I enjoyed it and I talked about that already, but
yeah, we already took a jump on Mousetrap.
Right. Someone tried to on Twitter. Was upset. Was it, did Simon beat out G.I. Joe?
Simon beat, yes, G.I. Joe. Yes.
That's actually, when I think about it, that seems a bit adventurous.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Right.
It's a shame.
Right. This is a much easier matchup.
Yeah.
This is, for Simon had like a three or two seed, it felt like in round one. Round two, this is a cakewalk. This is a 16 seed that somehow made it in.
But again, I mean, Simon, again, just like Lego, still going strong, still making new things, still making new games, ways to play it. So, like, it makes sense to me to beat G.I. Joe and whatever it beat now. I don't remember.
Mousetrap.
Yeah, Mousetrap.
Yeah, Mousetrap, yeah. We already defecated on Mousetrap enough last.
How did Mousetrap get through?
Who did Mousetrap beat?
Mousetrap beat a Radio Fire. Flyer Wagon.
Yeah, well, there you go, because of Dan's, right.
That was actually, he told me to put that on the bracket. I've got the text.
But you put it on the bracket.
I have received.
You put it on the bracket.
Stop it. I work for you guys. If you work for us,
then why are you listening to James Wartman on doing
work
another
for him?
Poll?
I work for a lot of people, guys.
Come on, bro.
Revenue. And diversify.
Ooh, Happy Meal toys versus Polly Pocket.
Man, this is actually, this is the first one of the day I'm unsure on.
Well, I'll go first here, and kind of for the same reason that you guys used the Lego argument, Happy Meal toys kind of has a plethora and a barrage, as Kareem Bigham says, of choices here, right? Like you can literally make a Happy Meal toy out of anything, right? Like as far as like the playability of the toys, I feel like the Happy Meal toys are kind of on the same level as the Polly Pocket ones, because they, you know, they were just little mini figures that you can be in these cool worlds, which is awesome. But I think the diversity of the Happy Meal toys kind of, you know what I mean? Like you can't, there's just so many options. I had so many more Happy Meal toys than I had variations of Polly Pocket. So, I mean, yeah, Happy Meal for sure for me.
I think the real shame is that we don't have a female perspective in the toys. And the fact that Barbie didn't make it a clear one seed is egregious. And I, once again, all the blame is on Dan.
Yeah.
If there was a bus, I would throw him under it. And then I would take him. I would go under that bus and I would drag him out and I would find the next bus. I just imagine a cavalcade of school buses. You know, sometimes they'll line up and they're all coming down together. Just
at the end of school day when they're all coming around
right,
the park.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And that's what I would do. I would take the lead bus and I would have Dan. I would say, sorry, Dan. It's not because I dislike you. No, but then I would take him by his britches. I'd grab him by his britches.
He wears britches.
And his he does wear britches. That's the exact style of pant he wears, his britches. I would grab him. I'd take my right hand and get a firm grasp. I'd be knuckle deep in britches. Mm-hmm. And then I would also take the collar. And I'd have both sides, and I'd pitch him like a bale of hay under that first bus.
Jazzy Jeffin.
Right. Yeah. And I don't want the tires to run over him and harm him.
I'm hoping
you know, the it's space between. Right. But there's plenty of space. You're not
going to die.
Not a moving bus. The bus doesn't have to be moving.
No,
it's moving. Right. It is moving.
It's rolling downhill. Yes.
Oh, wow.
But
oh, wow.
Right. He's in the space between the tires. So he's good. But then I would grab him out and then each bus. So I'd be doing this, you know, a dozen times. So I would throw him. My point is I'd throw him under all the buses because he deserves it in this instance. I don't even remember what my point is, but I was going to throw him under the bus. What are the toys?
For not putting Barbie on that.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. But we need to start a female voice.
You told me to
put
Polly Pocket. I have a text from you saying Polly Pocket. I do not have Barbie.
Look, am I supposed to build the bracket or you?
Hey, it's your podcast. I said, hey, guys, what do you want on this? You guys are choosing. And you said Polly Pocket. You didn't say Barbie.
Then in fairness, an IG vote, Dan.
We also didn't say Tire to Stick.
IG vote, right.
Yeah.
Pick a lane,
exactly,
Dan.
That's James' fault.
Bro,
whose podcast is
this? Who's put Transformers in? Go back.
Dan is dodging like Muhammad Ali.
No, he's dodging into the uppercuts though. He's not. He's doing the opposite. He's not bobbing and weaving. He's moving into the punches
every single one.
Also, this tournament has just turned into us yelling at Dan. A little bit more each episode. This time we've done three things, and then taking a dump on Dan the rest of the time.
It's gonna be bad. But my original
point, change anything because there were Polly Pocket McDonald's Happy Meal toys in 1993.
Well, there you go.
I don't know if that vastly changes anything. I think because we have no female representation, and I think Polly Pocket was out of a toy. The one issue with McDonald's toys was they were fairly limited. It was clear, like if you got a Power Rangers Happy Meal toy, it was not on par, nor should it be, because it's like free toy and a fairly inexpensive meal. So also to add some drama, I think Polly Pocket deserves a vote here. So I will leave Mr. Austin Watson to decide who advances.
I'm going to let Kofi because I don't have a dog.
I already decided. Oh, you I already did? Decided. Yeah, yeah, I said I went with Happy Meal toys. I went first.
Oh, geez. Oh.
Put it down to Mr. Creed.
It's on you.
And you said with Polly Pocket, we're not taking Mighty Max into account since it's a similar thing.
It is the same like brand and company, but the bracket says Polly Pocket.
Right, just like, was it Wiffle Ball? Was just the ball?
Yeah,
it's
just the ball. Ball, yes. Yeah. Whereas right. Tire and Stick, it was on the bracket, so the stick is part of it. So, yeah.
How could you do that, by the way? Let's not go back. Let's move forward.
Not retroactive. I'm going to, because it is a toy, I'm going to go Polly Pocket. And rather than spanning everything, we'll go Polly Pocket.
Right. They're all toys.
But I'm saying when we talk about like McDonald's toys, it's like, oh, well, they were every toy, so they encompass everything. So let's pick that. As we did, I will say we used a little bit of that with Lego, but also just Lego holds up without all the extra stuff, I feel. So I'll go Polly Pocket.
I respect that.
Well, fair. Officially, Polly Pocket beats Happy Meal toys. That was a one seed. Just went down.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. The vote's in. Next up.
Better quality.
Checkers versus Play-Doh.
Oh, easy. Come on, man.
I don't know what is it easy. When you say easy, I don't know where you're going.
Play-Doh for me.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah, it's Play-Doh, dude.
This seems easy.
Dude.
You can make whatever you want.
And not like effectively. I mean,
if you're not good at making stuff with Play-Doh, that's not my fault.
I want to see you make some Play-Doh stuff.
You don't even need to be good at it. You got all the little cookie cutters. You just make whatever you want with those.
King me. How good did that feel?
Felt great.
Double jumps. You get a triple jump on the checkerboard. This is like one of the first like strategic and intellectual tests of a child. You know what I'm saying? Like to be able to strategically think, which checker am I going to move? Well, I got to think ahead because if he jumps me, I'm going to get a double jump here. And then I get the king. And now, come on. That was the game, dude. Like beating somebody in checkers. And I know I keep going back to my kids and stuff like that. And I'll beat them too. You know what I'm saying? In checkers, unapologetically, you know? But they've actually beat me a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like watching someone learn how to play checkers and the feeling of learning how to play checkers and learning how to strategize. And again, speaking of which, it's a crime that chess is not on here, but we won't even get into that.
Why didn't you vote for it?
Yeah.
Was chess on? We voted against chess?
No, you never mentioned it
here.
You never put it in the bracket is my point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you I wasn't going to participate on putting things into the bracket, right? I told you.
To be fair, he didn't say that.
He did say that.
Yes. I sent the text.
Okay, so but this,
just, it's not my job to put stuff in the bracket. It's my job to complain about the stuff that gets put in the bracket. That's my job, guys.
Okay.
That's my job.
But that's the same thing as saying I'm not going to register to vote. I'm not going to vote, but I definitely will complain about the winning candidate.
And? I'm not saying it's like it's the best thing. I told you what my deal was as far as like including things in this tournament. You know what I'm saying? My job is to complain and bring the voice of the people, you know? And we are all on the same team. You know what I'm saying? We complain. You know what I'm saying? Join the complaining crowd for once, you know? But anyway, I'm voting for checkers, man. I just it still holds up. You know, you can play checkers with your kids. You can play checkers. You could pick up a checkerboard right now and start playing. We could play checkers right now and get into a competitive game of checkers and play right now. You know, if I put Play-Doh on a table between us, what are we going to do? Like, you know, we're going to build something. I mean, it might be cool for a little bit, but I don't know. We'd be moving on pretty quick, in my opinion.
So I would say yes, as adults. Yeah, as an adult, I will have more fun with checkers than I would with Play-Doh. But as a child, so like you talked about, you know, watching a kid learn how to play checkers, it's cool seeing their mind grow. For me, Play-Doh gives you a chance to be way more imaginative and do whatever it is that you want. You get to expand. And so like young kids, watching them develop fine motor skills by playing with Play-Doh and being able to learn dexterity with their fingers and building things. And it's very akin to Lego. You use your imagination and build whatever is in your mind. So it helps you flex that imagination muscle in your mind. As we're checkers, it's great, super fun, so competitive, but I don't know. There's not that imagination aspect of it. So as far as a toy, I want to be able to have that aspect when I'm using it.
I think. And I'm glad that you said that too, because so I'm thinking like, I know I play with Play-Doh a lot. I played with it a lot growing up, but maybe I was too young. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't remember playing with Play-Doh all that much and getting a lot of joy out of Play-Doh. Now checkers, on the other hand, obviously I was a little bit older, you know, and you remember the interactions that you have with your friends, the older you get, you know? So maybe that's why I have more of an affinity towards checkers, but it's an amazing point that you made about having the creative, you know, juices going and building whatever you want using your imagination. That's a very good point.
Thank you. You make some very good points as well, Kofi.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Comes down to E.
I didn't know which way to go. I thought I did at first. And then I asked myself, is checkers even a toy? Because of this, I'm not really entirely sure.
Well, board games are all over this bracket.
They are, but I feel like checkers is not necessarily akin to a mousetrap per se.
They're both board games. You'd find them at your local Kmart. You would find them both in the board game section, would you not?
Are all board games toys?
I don't know if all board games are toys, but I would say that checkers falls under toys for me. If you go to like the Y or the Boys and Girls Club, amongst all the board games that they would have, like checkers would be there for the kids to play with. You know, and interact with each other.
Like Mall Madness might be too, though. Is that technically a toy?
What's Mall Madness? I don't know what Mall Madness is.
Austin, you probably have. Yeah, he's getting up. I was going to say he's got one within 12 feet of him right now.
I knew that.
He walks into
that
the red curtain.
What's this Johnny Carson right curtain he has here?
He just walks into the curtain.
Yeah, Bob Hope's about to come out.
Hold on. I think I played this. This looks familiar.
Here it is. For the audio listener, he's producing a giant, pristine condition,
sealed.
Possibly in the wrapping.
Seal.
Madness, yeah.
Yes, I got this 2 years ago for Christmas because I wanted board games. I got this. I got Dream Phone. I got Pretty Pretty Princess. I got 13 Dead End Drive.
Whoa.
I think I played Mall Madness.
I've never seen that.
That definitely looks like a toy, though, is it not?
Yeah, and a board game.
I would count it as a toy.
Yes. All right, anyways, I forgot also that Play-Doh had the Fun Factory.
Yes. Mm.
Fun Factory was dope.
Making spaghetti.
Fun Factory was spaghetti. Dope.
Yes. This is, you know what? I was going to say, when you said, oh, this is close, I thought, oh, I'm definitely going Checkers. But now I'm unsure. So I would like to take this time to offer my vote to Dan Riker.
Oh, boy.
How dare you?
You can't. Why? What is the, what is
you
this,
don't know
bro?
What I'm going to say. I haven't what said anything.
No, I doesn't. I'm just saying, come on, man. Like, you can't just give your power away like this.
We've established this. We've established this relationship in previous brackets.
This is a cop out every time.
It's a lateral. That's what it is. It's collateral. What I saw. It's a lateral, not collateral. It's a lateral. What I saw, I was running the ball and I was feeling good. Then I see two linemen and they're massive. And I think, man, you know what? My energy ain't what it should be. On any other day, you know what? I would hit a juke step. I would stick my foot in the ground. I'd hit a spin move. But you know what? I see my man Dan Riker back there. I'm looking over my shoulder. I said, man, he looks energetic. I see the look in his eyes. And I see he wants to carry that rock. Dan Riker wants to tote that rock.
That's me. I'm about to tote the rock.
No, you just got on me for not voting. And now here you are giving your vote away and doing the exact same thing 2 seconds later.
What you did
come
is
come on,
you,
man.
You took your ability to vote and you just destroyed it and you put it in the trash can. You crumpled it up, you put it in the trash can.
That's what you're doing too.
I'm seeing two Michael Strahans right now. Just it's Michael Strahan and Justin Tuck. Remember when the Giants were real good? They won a Super Bowl right now. And I'm just a little scat back. I'm not even me right now. I'm a little scat back. I weigh about 160 pounds. And I say, man, I might be able to juke these fools right now. But nah, Dan Riker right now. He's 6'3", 220, runs a 4.4 40 right now. I don't need to take this
It's all accurate.
Yes. Let me take the rock. And let me lateral it to him because I know he's going to bring it to pay dirt.
Eloquently spoken cop out that I've heard.
Can I add something?
So you can.
Earlier, E, you were upset because we were going to just vote Tonka trucks all the way through, just disregard everything. You're literally disregarding this round of the tournament by doing
this. No, I
just want to make that clear.
No, you guys.
He's not voting blindly. He's putting faith in me. That's a totally different thing.
No, why don't you make a choice? Nut up and make a choice.
Well, what I did is I threw him under those dozen buses, but now I took him from under the bus and I brushed him off. I didn't clean him up. You can't just throw your buddy under the bus and not, you know, I have to redeem him. So I took him from under the bus, from all the dozen buses, and now I brushed him off, I cleaned him up, and I said, Dan, so I empowered him. You know, you can't just tear a man down without building him up. So I've
thank you. Thank you.
This is not a healthy relationship you have with E. I'm going to tell you right now, you should get out.
This seems fine to me. He's giving me a boat.
It usually seems fine in the moment, but let your friends tell you what's up.
After the buses, I look like Wile E. Coyote after he fell off a cliff. He's got all the band-aids and everything and the scuffs. But hey, I've got a vote here. So thanks, E. I appreciate it.
Oh, I was just kidding, Dan. I'm sorry. Go ahead. We're good.
Oh, thanks. Oh, thank you so much. Yes. Okay. I'll vote. All right. What a kind guy. Okay. Checkers is a fine game. I've enjoyed plenty of game of checkers, but ultimately I prefer chess because checkers, there's always that point where you look at the board and it's like, okay, well I can literally only do two things and they're both bad. So I guess I'll do this thing and you jumped over me. There's not a lot of strategy there. I like games with more strategy. Checkers does not have that. It's a good game. It deserves to be on this bracket. But for reasons said before, Play-Doh with the creativity, all the possibilities, making spaghetti, all that fun stuff. Grape Escape. Do you guys ever play Grape Escape?
I remember the commercial.
Wow. It was kind of a Play-Doh thing where you made like Play-Doh little grapes. And if you landed on the wrong space, they'd be chopped in half by a guillotine or something. Yeah. That's basically a Play-Doh thing. I like playing with Play-Doh related things. I'm going to go with Play-Doh.
So you know what you did right now, Dan?
What's that?
You just scored a touchdown.
That's me. Touchdown Dan, they call me.
You're going to say
back in my sporting days.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You said that regardless of what he said.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You didn't care. You get Gatorade poured on you regardless, you know?
Wow. Lando advances. All right. That was a good choice. All right.
What a messy way to get through this bracket.
Just horrible.
I know.
We're usually so just, you know, clean and
proper. Absolutely. Yeah.
It looks good to me. And Play-Doh advances. Next up. Oh boy, here we go. Nerf Vortex versus Pogs.
Wow. Man, maybe this is nostalgia for me, but I'm going Pogs, man. I don't know. Pogs just really, when I think of Pogs, I brighten up. It just has this, and Nerf too. I get Nerf. You know, Nerf was a big part of my childhood too. But there's just something about Pogs that takes you back to that time in your life with your little friends, their little, you know, their booger-filled noses. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day. It just takes me back. And I feel like Pogs is very much, I feel like that's our generation. That's us. I feel like
it is. And not Kofi's, but
it is not us. He said, "Hold the hell on, Dan." Dan, you heard what he said. He said, "Us." Hold the hell on. He said, "Us." Now let him finish. Now he said, "Us." That's all of us. There's four squares here. That's all of us. Of course. Us. He said, "Yeah," and I agree with him. Before you said that he wasn't talking about me, so I already joined.
Well, it's an age thing. It's okay.
Yeah. It's the same. Yeah, same age. Yeah. Same. Yeah. 30. Yeah.
Yes. In many ways, I credit Lego for lasting so long, for evolving. But in this way, maybe I'm a hypocrite, but because Pogs was so like kind of short-lived and had its boom and felt like our thing. And I like that feeling that Pogs was us. It was our thing. And that's all I'm voting on. Just nostalgia, feeling, heart. You know, the things that really matter. Just, you know, when you're on your deathbed, the things that you really remember, the things that when I have my life replayed in my head, there'll be a Pogs, you know, as the last beam of light is leaving my body, as my soul starts to, you start to see it like, oh, is that his soul leaving his body? Yeah, he's about to croak. Yeah, has that part happened?
He's about to croak.
Yes. He's got one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel. Yeah, he's going.
Yep. As that's happening and the Rolodex of my life, whatever, that short film of my life, is playing, there'll be a section where I take my fat ass slammer and I yell, Pogs! And I'll be cussing too. Pogs! Pogs, my f***! and then I give up the ghost, as the kids say.
And I'm out. But your soul turns into just a big Pog with your face on it and floats away.
Yes.
It's not a rule. You don't have to yell Pogs when you slam it.
No.
He wants to.
No, it's fun. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say I do agree with a lot of the things you're saying, E. But my thing with Pogs is I love getting like new, fresh Pogs. Right. And I love Pogs. I love them. But when Pogs will get messed up or like torn or like something's wrong with them, granted, they're all just like pieces of cardboard anyway. I'd be super over it. But even if like a Nerf football had like a chunk taken out of it, we were so like, let's go. We got the whistle tips on it. Like you could, even if it was like just like the stick and the back end of the ball that made it fly, like you would still play with it, you know?
Yeah, that's
true. Where Pogs, once you played with them and even if they got a little messy, it was kind of like, I'm done with these. It's whatever. And so just for that alone, like I will play with a destroyed Nerf football. And I will not play with destroyed Pogs. So I'm going to go Nerf football on this one.
I can respect that.
Wow.
Down to Kofi.
Well, initially, you know, when you started talking about Pogs being from our generation, I was going to vote for Pogs based on that, just to further, you know, solidify our bond as being from the same generation and everything. All the while wanting to vote for the Vortex, because I thought Woods was going to vote for Pogs. But now that he didn't, I too can now vote for the Nerf Vortex. Yes, because it was clearly a better toy, man. Like to Woods's point, we actually have a Nerf football that has like four, well, initially had four like fins on it. It now has one. And we still throw the hell out of it. You know what I'm saying? No one can catch it because no one knows where it's going. But we still get out there and we'll start throwing it. So yeah, Vortex, baby.
I can respect 500. Remember 500?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was the thing everywhere. Where you'd yell the point, you'd be the quarterback or whatever, and you'd say 300 and you'd throw into a group.
Yeah, right.
300 points.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You took me back. I forgot about that.
So like we at the daycare that I was at, we had wood chips on the ground.
Yes.
And so when we would play that, we would play like you didn't have to catch it. You just have to end up with it.
Oh.
And so
get physical.
Yes. And in wood chips, my God. Oh, like everybody's scraped and cut up and we're loving it. Like, I got 500 points, yeah!
Yeah, that was fun. Come on. Good call. Great game.
Nerf Vortex advances over Pogs. Next up, the final matchup in the round of 16, Slip and Slide versus Ninja Turtles.
That's...
Wow.
These are easier.
These are easier for you? Yeah. I know you're going Ninja Turtles. That's easy for you. Yeah. But Slip and Slide was a... Man.
Does it not fall into the same category of trampoline?
No.
Or sleds?
Whether, you know, as opposed... Like, question... I mean, stop it. Whether it's a toy... I feel like a slip and slide was a toy.
They're all in that like realm of like active toys, I think. Like a thing you slide on, a thing you jump on.
Right.
But I think it's a toy.
Action toy.
Yeah. Okay, just asking.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think a trampoline can be a little bit different because it feels more, it can be an athletic endeavor a little bit, where slip and slide was just purely for sliding fun.
I mean, you could do it gracefully. You could do it athletically.
Yeah, I suppose. I'll put the pressure on Cove here. I will go slip and slide. Again, Florida, summer, fun, half naked, running around. The one time in college at 3 a.m, you heard it all before. Yeah.
Full naked with the college one, right? Is that?
Yeah. I was not full naked.
Oh, my bad. I remember the story.
Yes.
And socks. Yeah.
Before you vote, can I just add one thing to Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
I just want to say the van.
The
van.
I'm going to say, I assume Kofi's going TMNT anyways. So that's why I just wanted to throw it in there.
And I appreciate that. You know, give Slip and Slide some love because it does deserve love. But easily Ninja Turtles. But for sure. It's sad to see Slip and Slide go because, I mean, we've talked about how much fun it has given us over the years. So, you know, just a round of applause for Slip and Slide. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. And that ends. I don't know how sports work because that was the round of 32. It turns out now we're going into the round of 16.
My God.
We'll see. We got 16 left.
Jeez, okay. I was going to ask, are we good? Then you said that's the end of the round of 16. So I thought, okay, we're good. But if we're just entering the round of 32,
we have 16 now, which I assume is the round of 16.
Okay.
16 is referring to the competitors, not the matches.
We're going into the Sweet 16.
There are 16 competitors alive right now.
Okay.
Sweet 16,
as they say.
Okay. I thought we just finished. We might need to just step on the gas a little bit. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will. The gas is pressed on with Power Wheels and Viewmaster.
Oh, bruh.
that's actually pretty easy. I think.
I mean, it's simple. It's simple for me.
It's Power Wheels.
It's Power Wheels, man. Come on. My son was just looking at the Power Wheels in the toy catalog today, wanting to be a baller. You know, wanting to cruise around in the neighborhood, you know? And I want it for him. I said, well, okay, just not yet. Not yet. We'll get it. And another thing too, you guys remember those almost like the Flintstones kind of cars, the red cars with the big yellow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those were the BS ones, right? Those are the ones that we always got. And then you would be on that. And then, you know, you think it was cool to get in, but then, you know, you use your feet and it's all tiring and it's all, you know, awkward. And then you see somebody with the Power Wheels coming down the street, not worrying about anything, foot on the gas, no hands on the wheel. You know what I mean? Right. Like, so yeah, Power Wheels for me, man. Power Wheels.
Right. Is that the first time as kids where we get that keeping up with the Joneses feeling?
Yeah, I think you're right. Right. I used to be envious, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you asked if he wanted was going to be a baller, I was going to ask, does he also want to be a shot caller?
Oh.
20-inch
blades on his Impala?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, this one I thought was actually pretty easy. That's easy.
Austin, any thoughts? Obviously, Power Wheels will advance.
Congratulations to Power Wheels.
Would your vote had been for just for vote tallying purposes?
I'll go Viewfinder just so it gets some love.
Okay. Power Wheels advances. Next up, Nerf Crossbow versus Easy Bake Oven.
I forgot Nerf was in here twice.
Yeah.
You got the bow and you got the vortex.
So, right.
So some things we say the singular item and other things we say the entirety of the company.
Sure.
Okay.
That's on you, Dan. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a 13th bus that's pulling up right after the 12th over. Yep. And again, fistful of riches. That's me throwing you under.
Gotta figure out how to blame this one on James.
Yeah.
Sorry. Once more, the matchup.
Nerf Crossbow versus the Easy Bake Oven.
All right. So I love Easy Bake Ovens, getting to cook the little muffins and stuff. It was such a good time. But being able to go outside and pop one of your friends in the back when they're not looking with one of those Nerf crossbows. God, There's nothing better, especially when you get hit with one too, and you know that you've had it for a while, and you know they only have that one arrow. So now you have the arrow, and they can't get you. Now you're fighting over who gets the arrow or the bow. Like that, those type of like little childish arguments, you can't beat those. So I'm gonna go nerf.
We already know where Kofi's going. So
you're damn right.
RIP to Easy Bake Oven.
Damn right.
Once again, we need a female perspective. I can't tell you all the times where my belly was empty, the times where my stomach was grumbling, the time where I said, I don't know if I'm gonna make it the rest of the day.
Oh my God.
And you know what came through for me? Do you know what helped to nourish my little stomach?
Bruh.
Do you know what helped put nutrients in my stomach so I could be here today in front of you talking on this here podcast? You know what sustained me, what gave me life, what allowed me to continue breathing, inhaling oxygen, exhaling CO2? Do you want to know the one thing that was responsible for it? It wasn't a nerve crossbow that kept me alive, Colvin Woods. It was not. What it was that fed my little stomach was those easy bake meals, those easy bake desserts.
Are you saying that you didn't, like your family didn't make food for you? You just ate from the Easy Bake Oven for
your
child?
You're on your own.
We're having pot roast. Here's some packets of sprinkles for your Easy Bake Oven.
I'm saying, of course, we had food, but you never know. It could have been the one day I didn't have enough blood sugar to keep going. And what helped sustain me was Easy Bake Oven. And I owe you my life, Easy Bake. You know, so I appreciate that. If you want a percentage of my income, that's a little too far. But let's, you know, we could talk because I wouldn't be here without you, Easy Bake. And I want to salute you. I want to put my hand to my temple, to my dome. And I'm putting it, just so you know, it's so straight that it's curved. In honor of you, Easy Bake, because you sustain me. You continue to give me life. And for that, I will never forget you and I will never forsake you. And I'll never turn my back on you, Easy Bake. Thank you forever.
Right. So what you're saying essentially is that it was a survival tool for you. So it really wasn't a toy. It didn't seem like it was a game when you're talking about survival, you know, because you're questioning on whether these other things are toys or not. Well, is checkers even a toy? But the Easy Bake Oven is a toy. But you making meals. You say that
it's more than a toy.
You said, oh, Simon, I want Simon because it helped me be athletic and it helped me in my athletic prowess and all this. But what did Easy Bake Oven do for you? You know what I'm saying? That didn't help you become more of an athlete.
Easy Bake Oven didn't help you become
a better athlete.
Definitely a toy.
It's a gluttonous toy. It's a gluttonous toy. Sitting around the damn house cooking all this food that you don't need to be eating. That's what it is. That's what it is.
You clearly have never had an Easy Bake Oven.
Because seven sins. What they call the seven deadly sins? What? Gluttony is one of them, isn't it?
Yeah. You clearly have never encountered an Easy Bake Oven.
Not a toy.
You've never seen one. You've never played with one. Because I don't know what in God's name, what kind of portions you think. This ain't like Easy Bake Cracker Barrel. This ain't Easy Bake Buffet. I don't know what the hell you thought this was. Mm-hmm. These things were the size they could. My palm, my little tiny like 6-year-old palm still had plenty of room. These things were tiny little morsels. And you're here talking about gluttony, like we're out here having feasts. Like it was a country buffet we sat down to and kicked back. And you had to wheel us in, these little butterball kids, because they had diabetes now from Easy Bake.
That's what you said.
The button of your jeans after an Easy Bake meal?
You said after you were starving, an Easy Bake Oven gave you the sustenance that you needed, but it was just this little tiny morsel. Well, which one is it, E? Was it a meal?
That's all I needed.
Or was it a little morsel?
That's all
which
I needed.
Which one is it?
That's all I needed.
Which one is it?
I needed a morsel.
Easy Bake Oven is not a toy. It should never have beaten sledding.
Crazy.
Look, when we went to your good friend, the good man, Mike Saber's house, and we went sledding. You went. You had no shirt on. You were in your spandex.
It's too late.
And everything.
Sledding is over.
I'm just saying the joy that I saw in your face after going sledding just one time. I know you didn't have that same joy with the Easy Bake Oven. I know you didn't.
How dare you? I know you didn't.
First of all,
gluttonous toy and good riddance. Let us move on. It's a gluttonous toy.
No,
nerf. You weren't. Bo.
Gluttony.
Kofi, you weren't there when I took those little cupcakes, those Easy Bake cupcakes, and shoved them into my mouth. You don't know the joy, the expression I had, how it lit up my world.
So it was like,
oh. Cut that. Hey, Sean, cut this. Hey, move on.
Sean, you can keep this.
On, let him,
all right.
Don't let you let dare let him, make sour morsels in my easy. Get it? Easy.
Am about to leave. I'm going to leave.
Woo. Condolences.
I said morsel, so I wouldn't faint this time. Woo! I feel the power.
what else does Woods have on this? Let's is this something Woods loves? Because I swear I want to vote on something he wants.
Good well, up next is X-Men figures. X-Men figures versus Skip It.
E, I dare you to vote against X-Men. I dare you.
I thought you were the Skip It guy.
I'm just, I'm trying to sway you the opposite.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, that's messed up, bro. That's tampering, man. Wow. That's how dare you?
There's not a chance.
You try to get...
There's not a chance. Skip It had a great run. Skip It had a great run. I don't, you know, it survived on Moxie.
If and we're the making theme song.
Yes, if we're making a basketball analogy, you have a bunch of like, you know, 6'3" guys who should be walk-ons elsewhere. They're tryhards, a bunch of tryhards, and they're getting every little ounce they can out of their lack of athletic ability. They're getting every little thing. They're what you call a coach's kids. Gym rats. There's those guys, you know, they just study their playbook. They don't belong anywhere near the NBA. Well, they might be in the front office of the NBA, but they won't touch a ball in the NBA. They won't get near one because don't belong in the NBA because they don't have skills like that. That's what Skip It is. And I love it. And I love your moxie. I love your hard work. They're like Oral Roberts. You know what I mean? I don't know if you saw this year's. Actually, I don't really know enough about the makeup of their team. But anyways, Oral Roberts was a 15 seed. And they went very far. They beat a 2 seed in Ohio State. They shocked the world. That's Skip It. God bless you, Skip It. You went very far. But your time here is done.
So it comes down to me. So actually what I realized too is a lot of people were tweeting about how fantastic your Skip It song was. And I think that was when I was in the car. So I actually didn't get to hear the Woods. Song, Woods. So I don't know if you wouldn't mind.
Not at all.
Maybe give me a little, a few bars for Skip It?
Yeah.
To help sway
and
me.
And the very best thing of all, there's a counter on this ball. So see if you can beat your very best score and see if you can jump a whole lot more. Skip it, skip it. Skip it, skip it. Skip it and skip it and pop it, pop.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
That was beautiful. Oh my God. That boy, you got pipes.
Honestly, I'm going to say, thinking about it, I'm pretty sure that song and that commercial is what made me like Skip It. Skip It's very fun, but that commercial and that song added a lot.
It's a hell of a song.
Agreed.
It's a hell of a song. But unfortunately, Skip It will not make it to the next round.
Wow.
Just, I wanted to hear the song.
Why did you have me?
Well, because I wasn't going to have a chance to hear the song again. So what? So I really wanted to hear it just live. That's all. I didn't.
You could have listened to the podcast and heard it.
I know.
You know he's not going
to
do that.
Hindsight is 2020. But I can't listen to the pod. We lived it. You know what I'm saying? I can't go back and relive it now.
X-Men toys it is.
X-Men toys, baby.
X-Men dun, advances.
Dun, 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 dun.
Erector set versus Super Soaker.
Wow.
Who wants to go first?
Since you guys seem to need some time, I will say, I think Erector Set is pretty cool, you know, for the young budding engineers, maybe potential architects. I don't know. I never really personally had much of an affinity for it. And I don't think I was really exposed much to Erector Sets. And Super Soaker, when you think about getting out of the house, school being over, the school year is done and you get to go outside and play and the summer is upon you. What do you want your life to be during those summer months? What do you want to be doing?
Wet.
And I want to be outside. I want to have a Super Soaker in my hands, spraying the block. You know what I mean? Letting off rounds on the block. I'm in my Power Wheels doing drive-bys on the block. That's what I want as a kid. That's what I want. So Super Soaker, everybody getting wet. That's what I go for.
Okay.
I'm going to have to echo what he's saying, sentiments about these toys, because Erector Sets are cool. But to Kofi's point, the reason that he didn't like Legos, losing a piece, ooh, yikes, what happens there? Much more specific to an Erector Set than I'd say like Legos, because you can mix and match. But Rector said you lose something. It's like, wow, okay, now I got to call and try to get a new piece. Super Soakers, you just pump and spray.
Mm-hmm.
Pump and spray. You just simple motor skills, and you're soaking fools.
Mm-hmm. Soaking them up. And again, this is I feel like a Rector set. This is where, like, there's obviously a lot of similarities between a Rector set and Legos per se, in the sense that there are toys that you construct things with, but Lego is able to separate itself by, like we talked about, being able to, you know, have a lot of different brands or movies or whatever genres in terms of Legos. So whereas a Rector set did not evolve, right? And I feel like that's why, I don't know, like, you don't really hear much about a Rector set these days. But Super Soaker for me, for the same reason that you guys said, like going out in the summer. You guys ever play Godfather? You ever hear that game? So we used to play.
Put marshmallows in your mouth and threaten people?
No, not quite. I forget like all the rules, but it was like a big Super Soaker game where you'd have teams of people. So you know, middle school, you'd have like 8 or 9 different teams. And then you'd have to go like after school to people's houses. If they opened the door and you saw them with the Super Soaker, then they were out of the game until like the Godfather like was the last one stand, kind of like a like last man standing type game. So we had a lot of fun doing that really complicated game, you know, especially to like keep track of everything. But like that was like being in school and like having your Super Soaker like gun ready. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't do it inside the school, but as soon as you walked out, everything was fair game. So I don't know. That brings up back a lot of memories for me. I would be interested if anyone else played Godfather, or if it was like a Northeast thing, or maybe it was just like a Winchester, Massachusetts type thing.
Was the going to someone's house and spraying them in their doorway like a specific part, or just like that could happen because
that could happen. That okay, could happen.
But I didn't know if I thought that you meant like that's how you had to eliminate people.
No. And I forget all the rules. So I think like if you got the Godfather, if you sprayed him, then the whole team was done. So really complicated game. I was always involved, but I never lasted to the end. So, you know, but it was fun. So Super Soaker anyway. Yeah, long-winded, but Super Soaker.
Officially, Super Soaker will advance. All right, next up, Ghostbusters versus Tonka Trucks.
Come okay. on, man. Okay. It's done. It's done for Tonka Trucks.
The jig is over. Yeah. Okay, Tonka Trucks had a game, but the jig is up. Okay, yeah. Ghostbusters.
One is done. We won't keep it. We won't put the spite all the way through.
Good. I'm glad there's some integrity here. Yeah.
Well, I just wouldn't feel right doing that to Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters didn't do anything to us.
At all. Yeah.
Right. You're right.
No debate needed?
No debate.
None.
No.
Okay. Sorry, Tonka Trucks. You had a good run. Ghostbusters advances. Next up. Lego versus Simon.
Okay. Simon, yeah, thank you for all you did, Simon. Thank you for getting my hands right. Thank you for getting me that scholarship to Iowa. I appreciate it. But you're up against a juggernaut. I'm the juggernaut. You know the rest. Yes, it's time for Lego to, man, this Lego thing is a monster. Lego gonna have a hard time We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I love Simon, but Lego, it's gotta be Lego.
Lego advances. All right. Got some heavy hitters here.
Not even going to vote. What?
It don't much matter.
I know, let's hear
his voice.
Objectively, I should pick Lego. Subjectively, I want to pick Simon. So it doesn't matter what my vote is.
Right. Your vote matters.
I'll give Simon some love. I love
him. No, it doesn't. Okay. He voted independent right now is what he did. Who was the dude when we were kids? Oh, you voted Ross Perot. That's what you did.
All right, next up, Polly Pocket versus Play-Doh.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to ride for Polly, man.
Wow.
Polly, I feel like this might be it for Polly, but somebody got to ride for Polly. And I'm going to ride for her. You know, I'm going to be the voice.
Okay.
Polly, the voice of all those little girls out here who say, but New Day Pod, all this masculine energy. It's just, you know, sometimes it's too much. You know what I mean? Sometimes we need to show our feminine side. And I love Polly. Y'all just took a dump on Easy Bake. Kofi did.
Okay.
On Easy Bake Oven. So I'm going to go. Yeah. I'm going to go for Polly here.
Well, I'm not going to vote for Polly. So I can be on a social high horse when this gets posted. So Kof, the final vote is yours.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Plato, and I just equate my personal experience with this, you know. And I appreciate E riding for all the girls out there that play with Polly Pocket, but
and me, the
boys too,
and the boys,
and the boys too, and the boys. I mean, so did I, but I play with Plato a lot more than I did with Polly Pocket. So, and I don't know about y'all, but I ate the Plate a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
You're not supposed to do that, Cove.
I know you're not. I know you're not supposed to. I know you're not, but it's real salty. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't help it.
Did you at least eat it when it was molded into food form, or were you just eating it willy-nilly, like with a spoon?
Nah, willy and nilly.
That's disgusting.
No spoon. Wow. Just take a little bit, you know, put it in there. I wouldn't swallow it. You know, I wouldn't swallow it. It was too salty once it got in there, but then I would put it in. It didn't taste good at all, you know? I don't recommend that anybody put it in.
That's not eating, but okay.
No. Is this kind of like, can we? Well,
okay, I put it in my mouth.
If you don't want to talk about it, because you know how you kind of you chew on those on Q-tips.
Yep.
Is this the same thing? Do you just put things in your mouth and chew on them?
I didn't chew the Play-Doh. I didn't chew it. I just put it in.
Like a dip.
Salty.
Yeah, I guess.
For lack of a better term. You just got a big old green Play-Doh dip in your mouth as an 8-year old.
Yeah.
Put it in, spit it out. That's it. No more, no less. Just want to see quick aside, you know.
But do y'all remember? Was it Big League? It was
Yeah, they still got it.
I used to have a fat lip. What are you doing? I'm just chewing gum. Why are you talking like that? Because I'm supposed to do it like this, right? I play baseball. I spit this cup. What?
It came in like the shreds too.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
What a terrible thing to teach children.
Bad idea.
Propaganda.
Hey, here's mock tobacco for you to chew on and spit.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? And then the fake cigarettes we had too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun when I puff them because the sugar comes out.
The sugar comes out. Yeah. So
what are we doing?
Propaganda.
Who's making these?
Really bad.
Plato advances, and we have one left here for this round, and it is Nerf Vortex versus Ninja Turtles.
Nerf Vortex, we love you. We'll miss you. Nerf Vortex, we're at the airport right now, and we're sending you off to college. Wherever you may go, we hope your travels are lovely. We hope you have an incredible roommate. You know, I hope you dabble a little bit. Maybe you experiment. You know, don't go too crazy. But just, you know, enjoy your life. Enjoy your college experience. Whatever. Go wild. But enjoy it. Sow those wild oats. But right now, we're all at the airport. We're hugging you and we're kissing you. And we're thanking you for those 18 years that we loved you and knew you in our household. But you got to go. You got to move on. You got to, and not move on as in you keep advancing in this bracket. You got to see your goodbye. You got to go. You're done. You're done, son.
You
got to
go home, but you can't stay here.
You can't stay here.
Bro, this is easy to me. This is easy.
It's the van, dude. The van.
It's the van.
Like, if you would have put Ninja Turtles van, we'd be alone? In the same position. not even like the trench coat figures, not even the blimp, not even the motorcycle. If you would have just said Ninja Turtles van, we would still be here.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles, man. Yeah.
It's unanimous.
Shame.
Yeah.
Ninja
shame.
Turtles.
It's a beats. Shame to see some of these go down.
I don't know. There's a lot of good toys here.
Who's going to beat the van? I know we've got heavy hitters, but for me, I don't know what beats the van.
Fair.
Well, we have what do they call it in sports? It's the Great Eight. Is that what they call it?
It's the Elite Eight.
The Elite Eight. Yes. Okay. The Elite Eight. Can we go with Great Eight? That rhymes. Let's go with that.
God.
All right.
Oh my God.
The Great Eight.
Oh my God.
That is.
Come on, Dan. Do better. Be better.
Come on, man.
I would just think the thing that rhymes makes the most sense, right?
The Great Eight.
We'll call it that. We can brand that.
Fine.
Bracket boy, like bracket boy TM.
I trademarked it.
Yes. That's in the courts right now. We're going to have paperwork filed.
Ask James to put it on a IG post.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that. That sounds great. Well, we have a conundrum here. We usually do two episodes for each of these bracket things, but we have had some lively debates here at the end of our third episode as we move into the Great Eight. So, folks, we are actually going to be in person for the first time in a year next week in Tampa, Florida. I believe we have brunch plans, don't we?
Yes, we
yes,
do.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Brunch with the boys.
How do you guys feel about hashing out these final eight in Tampa, Florida over brunch?
Let's do it.
If by over brunch you mean over bottomless mimosas, I say yes.
Oh, yes, sir.
That sounds good to me.
Beautiful. Let's do it. Also, can you guys get some toys? Can you get the toys that are left in the bracket so we can use them for our arguments?
Yes.
Power wheels probably cost a lot to ship, but we can look into it again.
That might be one thing.
Just buy them in Tampa.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Than, all this. Yeah. Why would you buy them elsewhere and ship them when you can buy them in Tampa?
Just because we'll send some emails. We'll send some emails. We'll all write into the podcast and Power Wheels, and no one will see it since it's the podcast.
Look, well, this could be a video component, right? We got to put this out for the people.
Sure.
We got social media clips. Come on, man.
This is like when you say sure, E. That's what it feels like.
No,
that
hurts. High-pitched. That's how it feels.
That's exactly what it feels like.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Clearly full of empty promises, just hollow, the hollowest of words.
I hear you.
Hey, well, we got plans in Tampa. Let's do it. Let's do the grade eight there.
Come on.
I'm going to throw up.
Jesus.
Don't go that hard. Don't go that hard.
And for the record, here are the final eight. This is the full grade eight that I'm about to read. We've got Power Wheels, Nerf Crossbow, X-Men figures, Super Soaker, Ghostbusters figures, Lego, Play-Doh, and Ninja Turtles. That is a grade eight.
So wait, what beat the crossbow?
No, it's there. It beat Easy Bake Oven.
Did you say crossbow and? No, the football guy.
Oh, Vortex? Turtles.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. I know what's going out, though.
We'll see.
That's a lot of good stuff there.
One of those seven doesn't belong.
We'll find out.
I know, that's what I meant. Sorry. One of those eight doesn't belong, my bad. I was trying to think like seven. There's seven that do and one that doesn't. I said it wrong.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that is it for this third installment of the tournament, which will conclude next week in Tampa.
My city.
Woo. Yay. Woo.
So thank you guys so much for listening to this. We're going to just keep rambling on. And remember, brunch with the boys next week. Yeah. Bottomless Mimosas, finishing out this bracket and just talking and hanging out. We'll be in person, like Dan said, for the first time in a year altogether doing this podcast. So on some real levels, we are very excited to be able to just be in the same place physically, but then also extremely excited to finish this bracket, then also excited for brunch, then also excited for Bottomless Mimosas. So until next time, make sure you're letting your friends know about this bracket. If they haven't listened to it, tell them they can catch up by checking it out anywhere they listen to their podcast. Just go to that search bar, type in The New Day, and you'll find the pink picture with the three black guys' faces on it. That's us. Click on it. Help our algorithms out. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give us that 5-star rating, because again, it helps your boys out. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at Austin Creed Wins. Catch the YouTube channel Up Up Down Down on the socials at Up Up Down Down without the O's. Check me out as G4 host on all social platforms. It's at G4 TV. And go to Up Up Down Down shop. It's UDDShop.com to get this sweet Up Up Down Down apparel that I'm wearing on a regular basis. Thank you.
You can catch me on the Instagram at TheTrueKofi or catch me on the Twitter at TrueKofi.
And I am at WWE Biggie on Twitter and on Instagram. Check out our Kickstarter, which I'm trying to think now, is it still going by the time this drops? It should still be going. Yes, we are still going. Our Kickstarter at ourheroesrock.org. Check it out. We're doing an animated short film on the life of Ruby Bridges using sci-fi, animation, hip-hop. We have Rhapsody, a 2-time Grammy nominee, and Eric the Architect, who's incredible. Anyways, check us out. We also have our New Day podcast t-shirt. Go to the Up Up Down Down shop to go cop that thing for your boys, and then go drop that thing for your boys. And if you got a nice one, it's looking right. Tag us, put it on the gram or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we said we like pogs.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's what I'm done plugging. Also, watch Laser Wolf. It's a beautiful show. There's an episode with all three of us. I love doing it. And peace and blessings to all of you during these very trying times. Thank you for spending an hour or so of your life with us. Thank you for enjoying our nonsense. Thank you for enjoying this tournament. You know, life is fleeting, but we here and we drinking mimosas. And that's it. That's it.
Don't wait for the introductions. We forgot to do them at the beginning, so E didn't get to do his Langston rant. You're just next time.
We're out of time. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys.
Next time.
We're so sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry, man.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I am too.
That's all you get.
Dan, are you sorry?
No, not
Dan, usually.
No. He's the sorriest one on here.
I'm happy with my decision.
He's the sorriest one in this whole podcast.